This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and as well as our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers, Felix and Company. And let's not forget about the guys and gals that are out there, too, who are out there with the gasoline, the suicide jockeys, as I like to call them. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Gab, Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, joining me right now, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Kevin Wright, of course, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you. April 14th, this Thursday.
Not to be confused with April 15th, tax day.
The date in which I have to report how much interest-free money I loaned to the federal government the last year.
Thank you.
But actually, we have until the 18th, so I'm a little less nervous now that I've gotten until Monday and not just till tomorrow.
Because it's Easter Sunday. It's Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
All right,
yep.
Now let's say the pledge and get going. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States
of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on the great values, the Judeo-Christian values that make this country so great. Well, Colonel, we got a caller right off the bat, so let me go see what's going on here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Jeff from Sarasota.
Jeff from Sarasota? You don't sound like Jeff from Sarasota.
Well, this is a different Jeff, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason I'm calling is I have not heard you mention about the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans going on at Daytona Speedway on Memorial Weekend.
I've not heard about it, but can you send that to me so I can mention it?
Hey, okay, it's called Heroes Welcome Home.
All right, can you send that to me? Because we're going to be doing a segment here. Just get my email. You'll see it on the website and send it to me, okay?
Okay, Ron DeSantos is supposed to be there, Ann Margaret, Toby Keith.
Okay.
And a lot of other...
All right. Email that to me if you would, please.
Okay.
And thank you very much, Jeff. Okay, Colonel. Now let's start with the obvious, huh?
Real quick.
Yeah.
Because what he's talking about is huge. That's going to be one of the biggest Memorial Day events in the country, and I've plastered it in the Military Matters newsletter and the Military Matters Facebook page. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I can be there because it's going to be a great event. And so Jeff is right. Jeff from Sarasota.
Well, if it's more than one day, I might be able to make it. But if it's just one day, it depends on where they got me going.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's about 2.5 days. 2 days, right. 28th, 29th.
Okay, now listen, we got to talk about this. This is extremely important. The Ukraine Ukes turned around and launched a couple of ship-to-ship missiles, I guess that's what they call them, and managed to hit a 600-foot cruiser with a whole bunch of missiles on, a Russian flagship for the Black Sea, and they had a heck of a time trying to get that thing moored back at the dock. It was on fire. Smoke was coming from it. They managed to hit the ammo, part of the ammo magazine. This is a big-time mess, and kudos to the Ukraine forces for, once again, doing the impossible.
Yeah, because ultimately, this is Ukraine's war to win. And here on the 50th day, that is good news story. And like we're talking about, the irony that that ship is named after the capital of Russia, Moscow. So
yep.
There's a little bit of poetic justice that is happening on the 50th day of this war.
Yeah. Now, I'm watching Maxar radar right now. There's a picture of this ship. They're trying to get it back to the dock. It's not controllable. They're actually pushing it back to the dock, and they got it, like, pointed nose in. They got to turn it around, obviously, to get it moored up there. But there was a big hole where it looked like as if something blew up. They managed to get the fire out. There it is again. There's another picture. You can see where the center part of the ship, where the ammo, the magazine would be, it's blown apart.
Yeah, I've been watching how Russian state media and the Russian intelligence have been covering these stories. It's very interesting. It's amazing. It was just recently that a lot of the Western social media opened up into Russia to remove the fees so that Russians can listen in without paying any money, the truth, rather than listen to Russian state media, which it would be almost comical. You listen to how events are being portrayed in Ukraine to the Russian people. But, hey, the Russian military was fed the same line prior to and during the course of this war. But eventually the truth will win out, and it is winning out.
Well, they're going to get 18 155-millimeter howitzers. Apparently they're going to get some armored personnel carriers.
Yep.
I don't see any tanks, but I think those are the guns that are on the tanks that are taking off the Challengers.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But I think that there are some Soviet-era tanks that might be making their way as well. That's all good, but I'm like you. There's too much play for this to be a protracted war. The quicker this is, the better, and the more we can do economically. But we're not willing to take the steps we need to make this a much quicker war. And that isn't necessarily just feeding them on arms. It's feeding them right kind of arms.
Hold that fact, and we'll be right back with more folks. The captain and retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, more with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, that's because I got to tell you about Moss Nissan and all the good things about them, because they bring you this segment, my discussion with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired U.S. Army. Now, it's amazing to me how many customers they get from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And yes, you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. It all starts with the Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection either at Moss. They've got over 500 vehicles, new and used there. All the colors, accessories you could think about, and all you got to do is show up and take a look. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now, and you can get a lot more money for your vehicle than what you could before, which might be a bearing on what you do with getting another vehicle. Or maybe you just want to sell what you got and get another pre-owned. Because I'm telling you, what was the prices are up as much as 40%. As much as 40% on a vehicle in really good condition. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of you at Moss Nissan. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey. Nissan and Acura are on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, Brooksville coming by the end of the summer, Brooksville coming by Labor Day up there in State Route 50, just across the road from the Veterans Expressway. Check them out online, Moss, MAUSNissan.com. That's MossNissan.com. And if you're going to Newport Richey, tell them the captain sent you. Look for Sean. Look for Sean at Newport Richey, and you'll get a $500 discount on the vehicle you're looking for. It's that simple. Okay. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel, retired Kevin Wright. And Colonel Wright, thanks very much for being a regular contributor to the show. I get a lot of great comments from the listeners.
Well, my pleasure, Captain, and I'm happy to hear that.
Yep. Well, you know your stuff, and people know it, and that's what they appreciate, and we don't pull any punches. All right. You know that bus that went up to from Texas to D.C. and got there yesterday?
Yeah, the Governor Abbott Express.
Well, the second one arrived a few minutes ago.
That's what I understand.
And there's one headed up there from Florida, too.
I understand that, too. Yeah, of course, throughout this thing and the reaction to government overreach on everything, A to Z, DeSantis and Abbott have been pretty like-minded on things, and it's just a question about who's going to do what first. Abbott beat this by a few days, but yeah, even if some of those characters end up back in Florida or back in Texas, more likely Florida, as you reported, the fact that it gets a visible and we send that message right there is huge. So hats off to Governor Abbott. Hats off to our governor, DeSantis, for doing what he's doing. And it's amazing. And then the wordplay that our favorite crazy redhead, and I'm not talking about Lucille Ball, I'm talking about Jen Psaki,
yeah,
plays to play off that story is stunning in itself. Eventually, she's going to be paid real big bucks, millions of dollars, when she gets her new job to tell this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I want to mention something real quick here. Chris Wallace, who, of course, went to CNN Plus to do the streaming service, and it was going to be the next best thing since melted butter on toast, seems to be having some daily breakdowns now over the miserable launch at CNN Plus. They are lucky to get 10,000 viewers a day. Okay, laughing man chimed in.
Yeah, the grass was not greener on the other side for him. Yeah, I saw the headline. I didn't read the story on that. I'm not surprised by it. I don't know why he should be particularly surprised unless he just didn't do his work and expected more. But yeah, it's interesting. And, of course, in the end, the media is in the business. They're in the profit-making business. And that tells a story. When you've got abysmal not just ratings, but income on the part of the places where these folks go where they think the grass is greener, and they learn, oh, it wasn't greener. They just spray-painted it green.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, the other half of the big two, Kamala and Nancy, chimed in and told people that they must acknowledge that prices are going up.
Wow, la-di-da, amazing. I'm so glad that they told me that, because I was just in total denial as I was buying at the local Publix, grocery store, and Walmart last couple of days.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that. Thank you, Nancy and Kamala.
Yeah, and let me ask you a question. When they keep talking about the Putin tax on gasoline and all that, and inflation, Putin inflation, let me see. Was Putin in Ukraine in January or December or November or October or September, when all this stuff started turning around going the other way?
Captain, you're thinking too much. Yeah, they count on folks not thinking quite like that. You're doing a second-order thinking. You're questioning the party and the administration's line.
Damn straight. Damn straight, because they're lying through their teeth. Well, it's Putin's tax. Putin did it. Yeah. All right, let's take another caller here. Backgammon Bob, what's your question for the colonel?
Yes, sir, Ken. Could we send some Reaper drones over to Ukraine? And was that Harpoon missiles that hit that Russian ship? Because I thought we were maybe supposed to be sending some Harpoons over there. All right, that's it, Ken. Bye.
All right. I'm not sure what missiles they were. There was a story. I don't know if I got the story still up on my board. I probably don't. But they were surface-to-surface missiles. I called them TOW. They probably weren't TOW. They might have been Harpoon, but... He's
right.
Talking about sending Reaper drones over there. I don't think we're going to do that.
I don't know if we're going to send that kind of drone. We have provided drones, as have other of our Western allies have done that. I mean, there are certain things that we could do to make this less of a protracted war, but we'll see. But we're doing a pretty good job providing them the things they have to do that. And I will tell you, yesterday I sat in for 3 hours. It was a kickoff in a series. The University of South Florida and the United States Air Force Association here on the Sun Coast, the West Coast, teamed up together, and there was an incredible panelist, and it was 3 hours, but the 3 hours went quickly. It started with a USF professor of Russian studies, and then it had General Breedlove, the former NATO commander.
Oh, yeah.
That spoke for about an hour. It was fantastic. Here in about a week or so, I'll get the video of that because I signed up and I listened into it, and that's great stuff. Some of that stuff's going to make its way into my social media and Military Matters and the newsletter because there was stuff that needed to be heard. Some of it reinforced the stuff that I did because some Americans were buying into the junk that Putin and the state media and the Russian intelligence was putting out on Ukraine, and that was debunked and laid to rest. And what was heard yesterday does it even that much more. So it was good stuff. All Americans need to hear. You have to have the patience to listen for 3 hours, but I tell you what, it was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Putin may be laying the groundwork for another country to join the Ukraine invasion, and I'm hearing that it could be Serbia. Belarus has already been asked, but I'm not sure that they gave a definitive answer. But the other country is Serbia.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah, Belarus probably would have wanted to, but they're in a precarious geographic position right there. That if they push the wrong button, they're done. And they're at least smart enough to know that the real risk would be taken by them, not by Russia if they did that. And the same may be true of Serbia. Of course, we personally have had some experience there in fighting with, the old...
You were there.
Missouri, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I followed that one, and my boss was at one. I didn't go to that particular theater, but, I followed it very closely, and if I had to do some intelligence work on it when I was in the bowels of the Pentagon. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Who knows what Putin's going to try and do next and what his butcher of Syria may be deciding to do in their next steps.
All right.
We got about
20 seconds left, and I want to get this out there. You and I will both be Saturday at the Robarts Arena parking lot, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, for the Freedom Rally for Our Rights, Minnesota number 3. That's the pro-Second Amendment demonstration, and they're going to have a little march around the block down there afterwards. Bring your red, white, and blue, and your American flag, too.
Yeah, and if you're in the Orlando area, go ahead and catch the Disney rally on behalf of Governor DeSantis going against Disney. But I'm going to be at Robarts Arena with you, Captain, and I've been quite a lot of folks. Hopefully we'll be well attended.
They will be able to find us, won't they? Okay, he just left. All right, they will be able to find us because the colonel will have his truck there with the flags and all that stuff and his little thing for the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and I'll be up on stage. I'm the MC for the event. Don't go anywhere. Bo Browning coming back right after the break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York officials are reporting the arrest of the suspected subway shooter. 62-year-old Frank James was taken into custody without incident after he called Crime Stoppers on himself and took a walk through East Village to await police. A Michigan police officer fatally shot a man after a lengthy fight and was kneeling on his body after pulling him over for expired tags on his car. Video released by police on Wednesday showed 26-year-old Patrick Laoya, an immigrant from the Congo, was resisting arrest when a Grand Rapids police officer shot him on the morning of April 4th. Protesters gathered outside the Grand Rapids Police Department on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Ficarro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight.
At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget the National Aviation Academy has those two campuses to serve you. One of them's right here in our backyard, Clearwater. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, the other side of the bay. And the second one is up in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the city limits of Boston. And what I like to tell everybody, and what Bo Browning, who's in studio today, likes to tell everybody, is go take the tour, right, Bo?
Yes, absolutely.
And the best way they can do that is to call 800-659-2080. And by the way, now I'm telling him, why don't you go to both campuses and see which one you want to go to?
Sure. A lot of people, depending on where you're living in the country, you know, making a decision on what school to go to, you know, really has to do with, you know, one, the climate that you're used to, you know, what kind of lifestyle you're used to. So, you know, for a person like myself, I cannot go somewhere where it's cold. I don't operate very well. So
you don't want to shovel snow.
I absolutely don't want to have to wear, you know, a heavy jacket all the time, actually. You know, but, you know, so I always migrate and work and do things in you know, warm states. You know, it's just what I prefer. So, you know, visit National Aviation Academy, see which one of our campuses really appeal to you, and compare us to the other 179 aviation maintenance technician schools out there in the country. You can go to the FA website. You can go to training under airmen. on their header, and you can, you know, by state, see what aviation maintenance technician schools are located in your state, and you can compare those schools to National Aviation Academy. You know, I'll always say this, make sure you make the right decision for you when picking an education institution. You know, make sure it's the right fit for you. Make sure it's meeting your expectations. And make sure that you can meet the expectations of the program that you're going into. National Aviation Academy is here. And one of the big things that is changing for all aviation maintenance technician schools in the country right now is the long-awaited change to Part 147, which is the aviation regulation that governs how people are trained at these schools. Has finally, the interim final rule has been published. Well, it has not been published. It has been signed. It's waiting to be published to the Federal Registry. And then the schools, what it's going to do is going to allow the schools to have the freedom to adjust, manipulate their curriculums easier, more freely, without such stringent FAA oversight, as long as the curriculums and the schools continue to produce students that can meet or exceed the aviation certification standards. Those are the new standards that were published that the skill sets and the knowledge that an aircraft mechanic must have in order to make it through the testing process. So, you know, it's finally happened. Those of us that have been in the aviation business have been waiting many, many, many years. There's been talk about this for the last 30 years. So it has finally happened. We're just waiting for the final rule to be actually published and to go in effect. But the schools are going to have much more freedom now. It's going to be a very positive thing, not only for the schools, but for the students, for the industry. The industry is going to be able to get a better trained individual that fits their need in the sector of the industry they're going in. So it's exciting times, a lot of work ahead of the institutions, a lot of patience and understanding by all individuals involved. But it's exciting times, and I'm glad it finally happened, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for the aviation training world out there.
Okay, very good. And, you know, the one thing about it is once you get certified as an aviation maintenance technician, and by the way, we'll take your calls at 877-969-8600 if you have a question for Bo. We'll definitely put you on and let you ask the question. The thing that I tell people is that once they get certified, they can go to work anywhere.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it is a... It's certification that you keep for a lifetime. As long as you don't do anything silly that gets it suspended, you know, unless you surrender it, get it suspended or get it revoked, you're gonna have that certification, you know, for a very long time. It opens doors for you in the aviation industry. So it's something that is very, very worthwhile. You know, I've always said aviation in the aviation maintenance sector, you know, really changed my future. It gave me the ability to work in many different areas. It gave me the ability to go to many different places and really expand my experience, my knowledge in a lot of different areas of not only aviation, but of course in education itself. You know, I've been working in the education business, you know, solely for, you know, the last 5-6 years, and you know the knowledge that I've gained from working in that sector, dealing specifically with aviation, it's tremendous knowledge. You know, it's a great education for me also.
So when I come over and I apply and I get accepted, maybe I'm not a veteran, so I'm not going to be able to use my GI Bill. I go through the student loan process, and it's just like filling out an application for a loan.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. You know, what all students should do, regardless of who you are, you need to fill out the federal, the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, right? You can go on the Department of Education website. There's going to be a link there. You can just Google it, you know. But go in there, you know, fill that out. See what you may be entitled to. National Aviation Academy, you know, we have financial aid representatives that can assist with some of those questions that you may have as you go through that process. You know, we're here to help. Give us a call. You know, stop in, visit one of our locations, set up an appointment. But education, you can never go wrong with that, with some education. So if you're looking to transition careers, if you're looking to transition out of the military and you weren't necessarily an aviation maintenance technician in the military, give us a call, see what we may have to offer you, see if National Aviation Academy is the right fit for you, and compare us to the rest of the schools and your other options out there, and that way you make a well thought out, well educated decision about your future. Future and your future education needs.
Well, anybody who has any type of maintenance ability at all can take things apart and put them back together again, shade tree mechanics and whatnot. That would be a great way to do things. Okay, now I got a question here from Ray, and Ray is in Schenectady, New York. Ray is saying he doesn't like to shovel snow either, and he's thinking about moving down to Florida. How are the places? Are there places to live? He said he realizes, first of all, smart man, he's checked on you.
Yeah.
He realizes you don't have a dorm.
Yeah,
he says, are there places available to live down there?
I'm sure that Ray, right? I'm sure that Ray knows a lot of people that have come to Florida from New York here in the recent years, and housing is at a premium in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Make no mistake about it. If you're coming to the state of Florida, if you're coming to the Tampa Bay area, be prepared to deal with the cost of housing and the availability of housing. It's just National Aviation Academy does not have dorms. You have to live out in the regular communities. It is a struggle. I'm not going to kid you. You got
to
prepare.
Here's what I'm telling the people, even the ones that are retiring right now, coming to Florida. If you have the ability and can buy an RV trailer,
mm-hmm.
30, 35, 40 feet long, or a Class A motorhome, or even a big Class C or Class B, that's what I would do so that you wouldn't be stuck living in a hotel until you were able to find something, or living in a pup tent on the beach.
That's what I do. It's great advice, and a lot of people have done that. The problem that we're also seeing is the RV parks, the mobile home parks. Those places are even full up. There's very limited space for somebody to come down here, and affordable housing is relative.
Walmart,
Target, some of those
the big yeah.
still
Walmart will let you stay there.
There.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming to the state of Florida, if you're looking at National Aviation Academy or any other school in the state of Florida, make sure you do the research about the cost of living here. All of us Floridians, we're dealing with the cost of living. It is a struggle, so prepare yourself.
All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And if you want to give us a call or even send me a message via the show, I'll take your message. That's what Ray just did in Schenectady. But the number to call is 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600, to find out more. And I'll be right back.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. All righty, welcome back, everybody, in the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of it, my conversation with Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy, is brought to you by my good friends down there in Sarasota, Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Now, you know, they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and hopefully I'll see Jill and the guys at the rally on Saturday, because they might actually be around to do that. Now, remember, at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas steel or two. And unlike the big box stores, Dominique's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Otherwise, give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back with Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. Bo, what is the when somebody walks in the door and they start asking questions, is there one question that they ask right out of the gate?
Usually a lot of people don't know where to begin. Aviation is such a unique skill that a lot of people don't understand how you get from not working on an airplane to being a certificated aviation maintenance technician. So they're really just open. Occasionally somebody will come in that has a friend or a relative that's worked in the industry, so they know the kind of how the process starts. So either they're just open to all the information, or they want to know how does the program work, where do I start out, and how long is it going to take me to get through the program. You know, that's a big concern with today's population, is how much of my time has to be dedicated to this process. You know, everybody's time is valuable. National Aviation Academy recognizes that people's personal time is valuable to them. And you know, we try to understand that and understand that their time is also very valuable to us. So as we work through this whole new rules and stuff, you know, value of someone's time is going to be an emphasis for National Aviation Academy. We want to give you the best experience possible. We want to get you in the process and back out of the process as efficiently as possible, and, you know, give you the best education that we can, you know, to set you up for success in not only passing your FAA exams, but, you know, success into the industry. You know, there's something that potentially has the ability to lead you to a very fruitful long-term career.
Now, we have something on the program we call a Dr. Fauci report, and this is a good time for that because it applies to the aircraft. So here we go. All righty. That's the funny part of it right there. But here is Dr. Fauci, in all reality, when he said something totally different. Listen to this, folks. You're going to love this. Here we go.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are...
Now, I had a question from a person at lunch at Mission Barbecue on Tuesday who wanted to know if the aircraft mechanics had to wear masks since everybody on the planes was going to have to again.
So currently, for all... federally funded, federally controlled, however you want to look at it. Transportation, United States, we do know there is a mask mandate. Airlines, mass transit, all that kind of stuff, right? You have to wear a mask. When the federal government imposed that, yes, everybody on that federal facility, i.e. an international airport, federal, subsidized entity, has to wear a mask. I just flew out to Texas on American Airlines. Everybody in every airport had a mask on. But nobody was losing their mind over it. Personally, I thought they were going to end this. They were talking about ending it, but we just
15 more days. 15 more days.
That they're going to extend it 15 more days. But I think everybody in the country really realizes that, It by now it's a personal opinion thing. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. I think we've proven that, common sense should prevail here. And I do not like the mask thing. I believe it should be somebody's option. If they feel comfortable wearing a mask, they should wear a mask. If they don't, they shouldn't.
Okay, well, the atmosphere inside an aircraft, I've been told, is some of the cleanest anywhere in the world.
The air turns over through the air cycle machines at a phenomenal rate inside an airplane. Anybody that's been watching any of the hearings over the past, months, years, about air travel, the airline CEOs, the unions, the flight attendant unions, the pilots unions, they've all talked about how the air cycle machines in the aircraft scrub the air, clean the air, recycle the air. The aircraft is being pressurized and that pressurization is being regulated constantly. They would like to see it dropped. Obviously, it's a lot of stress on their staff. And, you know, like I said, I believe everybody, you know, in the country believes that, you know, common sense should prevail. Some people prefer to wear a mask. We still have students at National Aviation Academy that will wear a mask. It's a personal preference thing. If that makes them feel comfortable, it's not a problem. You know, people have to do what they need to do for their best interest, for their well-being. And I think if you take that approach, you know, people do have a certain extent of common courtesy. You know, what I do know now is, you know, you haven't heard nobody cough in public in you know, 2.5 years. You know, people just simply don't do it no more. And you know, people pick up after themselves. People wash their hands. People are more conscious about their hygiene. So I think we're moving down the right path. I think this whole mask thing, when you start looking at numbers again, the increase, you know, there's a lot of different things that contribute to that, but... You know, personal preference, you know, let people make the decision. Now, that's where I stand with it.
Okay, I've got one last question here from Thomas in Odessa, Missouri. He's saying, I am a licensed radio telephone operator communications expert. Is there a place for me in the aviation field?
Sure, absolutely. You know, you obviously have some electrical background. You have some understanding of electrical technical systems. Aircraft are very, very high tech nowadays. The systems on an airplane are not what they were 30, 40, 50 years ago. The more you understand technology, the more you understand how technology works and it interfaces, you have the ability to work in the aviation maintenance industry. Absolutely. You know, it's a skill set that can transition over.
All right, well, we got about 30 seconds left to go here, bro, and I want to point out to everybody that Bo is, you go back and forth between Clearwater and Concord, right?
Yeah, well, I've stopped doing that for the most part. Occasionally, I'll go up to our Concord, Massachusetts campus.
Okay.
You know, we have two individuals up that are doing a great job. And
if they call 800-659-2080 and want to come to Clearwater and want to see the campus and want to see you, they can meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm available, you come in, you take a tour. You know, my office sits right on the corner of the two main hallways as you walk through our building. If I'm in there and you want to have a question, I will absolutely spend time, talk to you, answer any question you like. You know, making a decision about your education, making a decision about a career, especially for a young person. You know, there's a lot of questions with that. Stop.
And I know a lot of people that have gone there and they've done very well. There's a young man who's there right now who's number one in his class, and he's loving it. To begin with, he wasn't sure, but now he's found himself. He's found his career. Sure. Bo, thank you very much. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right, folks, it's been the end of another great day here in the neighborhood. I'll tell you what, it's always a lot of fun when you get people to talk to that know what they're talking about, and we had one of those days today. God bless America. See you all tonight on the Radidio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.